The councillors here in Cairns have just met and voted on, well, a range of things, but chief among our concerns for this next chat was this proposed ban on fishing on the Esplanade. It's hard to believe it was ever put forward by council officers, but that's the world we live in. And interestingly, just reading as well, council received 93 submissions regarding that proposed prohibited activity of fishing down on the Esplanade. So of all of those 93 submissions, 89 submissions did not support the proposal. Three of them also didn't support it but put forward alternatives. And one submission out of the 93 supported the ban on fishing on the Esplanade. So it's a pretty good indication of public sentiment. To have a chat about what the councillors have just decided in the last, 15 minutes or so, we've got Division 5 councillor, mayoral candidate as well, Amy Eden on the line. Amy, what did you all decide?
Gavin, good morning. Yes, we want our fisher people to continue fishing on the Esplanade, and so it was the unanimous decision to endorse the proposed amendment.
Okay, so tell us about those amendments. What were the amendments?
Look, so the proposed amendments that went out for consultation, which is part of the process, we need to do the consultation. Obviously, the overwhelming feedback that people want to protect fishing along the Esplanade. There was a new proposal, and that was discussed with the recreational fishing group here in Cairns, and that involves a prohibited time limit at the base of the lagoon from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that's the high pedestrian time.
Right.
The lighting in and around that lagoon area is really good. So ensuring that our fisher people can take advantage of the lighting and the, you know, better security at that end of the Esplanade was really an important part of the conversation.
Mm. All right. So let's just drill down into that. So 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. you are not allowed to fish in that near the lagoon. Is that right?
At the base of the lagoon,
yeah,
correct.
Base of the lagoon, okay.
But so everywhere else, 24 hours a day, go your hardest.
Okay, so anywhere else.
When there's water.
Okay, all right. So that's, I guess, a slight compromise. As you said, it is a high traffic area down there near the base of the lagoon. So, I mean, you can still be there at 4 a.m., I guess, fishing, can't you?
So instead of a blanket ban of 2,500 metres,
yes,
spanning the length of the Esplanade, we're going for a much more palatable 350 metres, where it's prohibited. So it's not banned. It's a restricted activity in those times, only in those times.
Yeah.
So it's a really good win for the people.
Okay, very good.
And our Cairns-ness.
Very good.
You know what makes Cairns, Cairns.
Yeah, that's right. And unanimous. I mean, yeah, you would be a brave councillor to vote against it. But anyway, that's good.
There was a raft of, obviously, amendments, and that this is just one of them. But, yeah, absolutely, you'd be crazy.
All right. And now I understand. So, okay. So that's good news. We should reflect on that. That's good news in terms of fishing on the Esplanade. Hopefully that's the last of it, that little compromise around the lagoon. That's the last that we hear of it.
It is good news. And it's really, what's really good from my point of view, Gavin, is that back in 2016, the previous local laws review, council received 50 submissions across the board for all the proposed amendments.
Mm.
This time, we received a total of 190.
Okay.
So, you know, I was putting out the calls to action as were other councillors, and the people of Cairns have really acted on that. So that's really great because obviously now things that are dear to their heart and obviously improve their lifestyle and livability can be enacted.
It shows, yes, if there's a contentious issue, as fishing on the Esplanade was, people get a bit fired up. Now, anything else that was discussed or voted on? Animal management laws, is that right?
Yeah, so back in 2011, the council of the day decided to ban dogs in the CBD, and the Unity Council has continued to allow that ban to take place. But
you see dogs, but that's not enforced though, is it, Amy? I mean, you see dogs in the CBD all the time.
You do. So the boundary is from Appland Street, so it depends. Some people have a wider view of what the CBD is, and a lot of the cafes do have dog water bowls and dog food bowls out. Which is problematic because then obviously it really does encourage the dogs to be there when someone could get slapped with a $309 fine. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a bit of an expensive brunch. But back in 2020 for the OurCan survey, we asked the question about having dogs in the city, and 74% of the respondents, which was 8,500 people, said yes, they are supportive of having the dogs in the city. So through this process, we received 48 submissions in regards to allowing dogs back into the city. That was one of the amendments since going out for consultation. So dogs will now be allowed in the city. The restriction will still occur in and around the lagoon area only.
It's strange. I mean, I know people who have dogs in apartments, little dogs in apartments in the city, but they were banned.
Correct. So what people were having to do was take their dog in the car to drive down to the Esplanade to be able to walk their dog because they could get banned. But, I mean, we want people living in the city, Gavin. We need people living in the city to activate it, and they want to live with their little furry family. So we need to get with the times.
As long as they clean up after their little furry friend, that's the main thing. But surely
they've got to keep them on leads and they've got to clean them up. That's
yes.
a given.
Okay. Well, as long as they do that, I mean, yeah, it's all part of living, all part of life, living in the CBD with a little pooch, that's for sure. Okay, yeah, well, that's good. At least some common sense emerging.
Yeah, common sense.
Before you run, Amy Eden, anything else decided just now in that council meeting this morning?
Yeah, look, one of the other things in relation to the animal management was the barking of dogs.
Yeah, barking
in the
dogs.
Past, we've had to have 3 written complaints.
Right.
And now there's just been a little tweak in the wording and it's up to 3.
Oh.
So council officers, the regulators, can assess the situation and take action if required. Because sometimes, you know, a dog owner can be quite intimidating.
Yeah.
The neighbour doesn't want to, log a complaint because they live right next door to them. So that was one of the changes. So up to 3 instead of 3. And the other one was just a little bit of wording change in our current law, local laws, which will take into effect dog sitting. I don't know if you have your dog going to a doggy daycare that's just at someone's house, but a lot of people do. And accordingly, we have a lot of upset neighbours.
Yeah.
So there's the little requirement and the local law about how many animals you're allowed on the premises will come into effect because they'll need a permit.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I know barking dogs, I think, are just about the number one complaint that council receives across the board. So that is good news. So previously, Amy, was it 3? So 3 different people had to complain about a barking dog?
Yeah.
Right.
And now it's up to.
Up to. Okay. So if you write a very well-worded letter, you could get it investigated based on your letter alone. That's good.
Potentially, yeah. I think this allows a little bit of room for, checking out every little situation is different, so a little bit of discretion.
Good. All right, and now before you go, Merrill race heating up. Amy, a new team, well, basically the Greens in disguise, have put a team together against your team and against Unity. Yeah. How's it looking out there? You feeling good? You feeling confident?
Yeah, look, it's looking good. We've got another announcement this week.
Well, feel free to announce it here on the talk show this morning. I mean, we like our exclusive breaking news here.
I'm happy to come back and give you that exclusive tomorrow.
Fair enough. spoken like a politician. Well done. All right, new announcement on a candidate. Okay, good. Yeah. And the Green team. Announced just yesterday or the day before, I think. Lots of former Greens, federal and state candidates forming part of that team. So it's heating up, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's obviously there's a real need for change. Like, that's the sentiment that just keeps coming through. What that change looks like, obviously, is yet to be seen. But, as I get out into the community, some of the concerns that just keep coming up are just that transparency, the debt that council are in, and just that old way of thinking. So they're just like the 3 things that just keep popping up. I keep talking about my 3 W's, not the big W, but the 3 W's being water, waste and welfare being, the housing crisis, the antisocial behaviour and crime plaguing our city. So the 3 W's are really a big focus moving forward, obviously in conjunction with transparency reforms and getting a handle on our debt. Credit cards about maxed out, Gavin.
Very good. All right, a free kick there for Amy Eden's mayoral campaign. Amy, we appreciate your update. Well done to all councillors, in fact, unanimous vote on that fishing ban on the Esplanade. So very good to hear. Thank you for your time on the talk show this morning.
No worries. Talk soon. Ciao.
That's Division 5 councillor and mayoral candidate Amy Eden providing some breaking news. The council has unanimously voted to reject, with a small change around that lagoon area, reject that proposed ban on fishing. So fantastic news for our local fishers.